coming up on 2 years as a priest and just kind of reflecting on that reality, which is always a wonderful thing to do, as I'm sure it is for other people in their vocations in life as well, and family, and to be grateful for the things that God gives us. But I was just reflecting because yesterday at the end of Mass, there, obviously during Easter and Holy Week, there are things that are a little bit different throughout the week. And yesterday at the end of the weekday Mass, I forgot to do the dismissal rite. And it's one of those many times where in the back of my head while celebrating Mass, kind of my monologue is, darn it. Usually it's like forgetting the creed or the petitions or mixing them up or something else. And there's just different times where it can be easy to get distracted. And I was thinking, you know, 2 years into this, I think I would have kind of figured out more of this by now, but still make mistakes. And one of the things that really gets me and is always kind of a source of distraction for me is during the Eucharistic prayer, like right before the consecration, because I will sit there and I'll think, what about the hosts in the closet or the bottles of wine that are in the jars down there? Like, I really don't want to consecrate those, but now I'm thinking about it, knowing that I shouldn't consecrate them. But because I'm thinking about it, maybe I'm going to consecrate them. And I get this whole train of thought going in my head that's really annoying. And I think it's just a temptation from the devil to distract me. But another point that is always distracting for me is right before communion with the Behold the Lamb of God. And that's because when I was in the Navy, there was this little Irish Monsignor at the cathedral down in Charleston. And there was a group of us that on our Saturdays after classes and such during the week, we'd go downtown and we'd work on renovating this old convent that the bishop down there was planning to use as like a training center sort of thing. So we got to know this Monsignor who worked at the cathedral down there pretty well over the course of those years. And he was telling us this story one time about how he was out and got a phone call from a friend late in the evening whose son had been arrested and was then in jail. So he drives out to the jail, goes to talk to this kid, and he's there all night just trying to sort out what's going on, trying to put him at ease, get things settled, things back in order, all that. And then he remembers as he's leaving at about 4 a.m. that that morning he had to go at about 5 a.m. to celebrate Mass for a group of sisters in their convent. So he gets in the car and he drives over to the convent and he's getting there and he gets all through Mass and everything. And he gets to that point and he says, Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the breakfast of the Lord. So I'm always worried that I'm going to say the breakfast of the Lord at that point too. And it's all these little things that are in the back of my head that I'm trying to keep straight. And while that one is always there, that's also one of the best moments of the Mass for us. And in a certain sense, having that kind of habitual distraction reminds me of what's really going on in that moment. In that moment of the Behold the Lamb of God, Behold him who takes away the sins of the world, is what I would call the moment of the Mass of divine mercy. It's where we can behold the Lord broken, where we can behold the one who takes away the sins of the world, the one who is restoring all things in himself. And if we think about this scene, Thomas putting his hand into the Lord's side, that side from which the blood and the water flowed, it's that moment of inserting ourselves into the grace of the resurrection, into the grace of our Lord's Paschal mystery. And it's that moment right before we receive communion that we have that chance to do that as well, to be able to take all of our lives. Thomas is here with his doubts, with his hope, with his fear. The apostles are locked up in the room for fear of the Jews and everything else that's going on. They're probably a little embarrassed because they just denied and ran away from and left Jesus alone when he needed them most, and now he shows up. So they're taking all of that with them to the Lord. And it's that same invitation that he gives to us, to take everything that's going on in our lives and bring it to him in that moment. Behold the Lamb of God. And if we think about what he does there with the disciples, he breathes on them. And that should go back in our minds to Genesis and God breathing life into Adam before the fall, in all of the perfection of paradise. And it's after the resurrection that our Lord makes this invitation to peace and breathes on them to recreate the world through his mercy, to bring it back to that restoration. And that's why it's such a great moment for us, every Mass, to be able to enter into that. Behold the Lamb of God. And not only does he breathe on us, but he gives us himself, his very body, blood, soul, and divinity, to recreate each one of us. So let's ask him to increase in our heart that awareness of his mercy, that awareness in our own lives that everything that we need is fulfilled in his mercy. And let's ask him for that grace to be able to live that out, as we beautifully see these first Christians do in the Acts of the Apostles, to care for each other, to strive to do good, to strive to be good, to truly be born again from the side of Christ.